Coming up, the TipsNet for Wednesday, April the 21st.
Calling the Tri-City TipsNet, Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie, Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be in net control this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not required. All properly licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to check into the net. And those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97 with the same PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening, started at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TipsNet is a directed open net. That means we call for honor check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list of comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question or a comment for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or seeking amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking in, please say, "This is," and release the mic button. And listen to ensure no one else has called the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and mention if you have a comment or a question for the net. Let me reset. All right, we're ready to take check-ins. This is Dave. Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie, Tango, your net control for this evening. Start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Papa Queen, Bob and Montel. No questions yet.
Good evening. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Trying to drum up some sort of question, but haven't come up with anything yet.
Here is. Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, with maybe a hint of a question. Ingrat.
November Kilo, 1 Victor, Coventry.
And I do have a question. All right, so far I have W1RPQ, K6PDG, KC1TWR, and NK1V. There was a long pause at the beginning. I thought, oh good, nobody's going to check in. I can go off and do something else. So much for that. Just one more call up here before we start the going down through the list. Are there any additional check-ins at this time for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet? Please call now.
Here is Kilo 1, Juliet Mike November, Jerry and Preston, no questions.
All right, Ned also recognizes Jerry, K1JMN. All right, good evening. Well, I'll just get on to the list. Tim has maybe a hint. I put down a half in my notes here. I got a half a question. And so let's jump down to Tim and see what his half a question is, and then we'll cycle back to the top. KC1TWR, this is K1DCT in the tip stack.
Well, thank you, Dave. In the May edition of the QSD magazine, there's an article on page 39 about a nano VNA vector network analyzer, kind of redundant. A nano VNA, VNA standing for vector network analyzer. And it looks like, from the description in the article, like it's an inexpensive, could be used as a antenna analyzer. And with the right software installed and hooked up through a laptop, could also be used for a time domain, to do a time domain type of a measurement. And I was wondering if anybody had any experience with these nano VNAs. They're fairly inexpensive. Seen them on eBay, on Amazon and so forth, anywhere from $50 to $180. With various accoutrements made by companies who I've never, ever, ever heard of, but there's a lot of them, and they all seem to be in China. So I was wondering if anybody had used this, because I'm thinking about getting a different antenna analyzer, and I was looking at the MFJ-269, but I'm looking at this and wondering if this wouldn't actually give me more information for less dollars. So, back to you, Dave. K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
All right, well, very interesting, Tim. I have not read this in its entirety, but I do have it here in front of me. And a quick glance, the price is pretty reasonable. It gives SWR readings. Looks like you can bring up a Smith chart. It'll give you impedances over length and so forth. So looks like it has some merit. I will have to dig into it. So I personally don't have any experience with it, but I'm sure Kevin has an opinion on it, and we can also pick up, let's go up to top of the list, W1RPQ, and see if he has any intricate knowledge of this little device. W1RPQ, K1DCT in the tip stack.
DCT, this is K1RMN. I mean, I'll get that right one of these days. W1RPQ. Got to learn the new call sign. I'm looking through this, and it looks like it could be an antenna analyzer as well as some type of a network analyzer, depending on how you hook it up in the software you run through it. Interesting, but don't know enough to provide a comment that would be worth anything. But I did have one question I came up with after hearing everybody sign in, and I wanted to know from Jerry, what are you using to study for the general exam? Are you using books? Are you using software? Are you using both? We've had interest from people as far away as Massachusetts to come down and take an exam if we end up giving one in May sometime. So lots of people looking for a place to go. So that's my question and all I have for the first round. Let me send it back to K1DCT. This is W1RPQ.
Oh, very good, Bob. I have to think every time. It's going to take me a while to remember that call sign. I did write it down here. So, study guides and what people are studying. Have some space, I have a funny story about study guides. But anyway, let's get on to K6PDG, see what he thinks about nano VNAs or study guides, or maybe he's something is stirred around and rolled out to present itself from him. K6PDG, K1DCT in the tips net.
Well, hey, Dave, good evening to you and the net, and thanks for being there to run it. My goodness, you wanted to run away and not run the net. How could you want to do something else? Wow. All right. I know nothing about VNAs and nano VNAs. It sounds like a very wonderful thing, and I think everybody other than me should have one, because I would probably just break it. Study guides. I haven't studied for a test in so long. I guess one of the, I did study for the extra a number of times, if you catch the meaning. I haven't started studying for it again yet. I do want to take it after June 1st when the question pool will change. I don't know. I suppose one of the most useful study tools is... other people, having somebody to study with, bounce questions off of, somebody to grill me, test me, beat me. Don't forget, Steve had a question, but I guess you're going to get to him in a sec. Let me reset. I guess the only thing I was thinking about here, trying to drum up something that might be interesting or not, one of the nets that might have been here or some other net, I remember mentioning in the last few weeks, the fact that years ago, on HF particularly, it was very common to hear hams playing games like chess on the air, and checkers and that kind of thing. And I guess maybe one of the reasons that's fallen out of vogue is that people who want to do that with others remotely can do it online, on the interweb, as Tim would say. But I'm kind of wondering, are there other games that could be adapted to ham radio? And the one that comes to mind is 20 Questions. That might actually be fun because you'd be playing with several other hams who'd be asking questions. So that's the best I could do with something to talk about or muse over. KA6PDG, back to the net control guy.
All right, well, very good, Kevin. Yes, I got your hint about the studying for the extra many times. I'd be afraid to look at the extra exam these days. I passed it many years ago, and I'm sure it's changed, and I'm not sure I could make it through. I'm doing things out of order tonight because that's what I feel like doing. So I'm going to skip over Tim because we already got his question and everyone hasn't weighed in yet. So we'll get down to Steve and he can weigh in on nano VNAs, study guides, and he can present his question, and then we'll all stir it all together like a good stew. So Steve, it's your turn. NK1V, K1DCT in the tipsnet.
NK1V here. I heard somebody say two. The nano VNA, I have one right here in my hand. I was turned on to it by a friend of mine on the 80 meter group that I'm on in the morning there, which you guys don't know, 3838 Club. A lot of those guys use that. And I paid $49 for it. Took several weeks to get. And it is by no means a replacement for my MSJ antenna analyzer, but it is absolutely excellent for portable operation. I've used it for nothing but an antenna analyzer, but I can turn it on, I can hook it up to an antenna, and it'll go across almost the entire spectrum and with a graph, and you can move the cursor back and forth. And you look for the low points, which is odd, but you do, and it gives you the numbers and all your numbers and stuff that you need. And it's very handy. It's a little tough if you're visually impaired because it's a tiny little screen on it. And it didn't really come with any sort of case. I know some of the guys with the printers, 3D printers that make cases and stuff for them, but let me read that. It does work well, especially like I say, for portable operation. I don't know if it has any actual, I guess it would. It seems to be accurate because I compared it against my other analyzer and, doing some of the SWR meter and stuff. It's very handy. So I don't know the brand name, but it doesn't seem to be one. This one just says Nano VNA and there's a little peachy picture of a little gecko on the front. So I don't know if I could probably actually look up and find out where I bought it from. I'll dig into that after. I don't mean to advertise for anybody or anything like that, but I took my general at the same time as I took my CAT, and I threw it in there, and I had been studying for it.
Channel 7.
Make it. So that was good. That was I had some extra time and I was sitting through a club and we were working really well with it and making out that. My extra was I struggled with and time and everything. I did use only reset. I did purchase from, and I hate to make an ad, but Gordon West is his book, and then someone let me borrow the audio thing and combine. Putting the car, time here and there, and getting it in. It was very, very helpful. And it wasn't just learning the answers to the questions, I actually learned some stuff on it too, so that was that worked well for me. And my question is, I'm actually being on my 2-week government sponsored vacation. I'm making some progress on my antenna tower getting up, and I'm actually ahead of the schedule of the eBay and Amazon and stuff, so I don't have all my stuff to complete everything. And one of the things I'm at is I do have a 2-week quad that's for 2 meters, and I was trying to make a mechanism to rotate that 90 degrees so I could go from horizontal to vertical. I'm going to be able to accomplish that before I bring this thing up. So, I'm wondering if I should, A, just keep it vertical and use it for some FM stuff and play around with that for 6 or 7 months, or should I go horizontal first and do some 2-meter sideband? I don't know how much 2-meter sideband stuff if I absolutely have to be horizontal for that. So, if anybody does any 2-meter stuff like that, let me know what you think. Back to that, and K1D.
All right, Steve, this is K1DCT in the tipsnet. I hope I got that question. You are a little noisy into the repeater, but sounded like you were asking about antenna, whether you should beam. directional type antenna, whether you should go vertical or horizontal. So I guess I hope I have that right. If not, somebody can correct me. Although my wife isn't within earshot, so I won't be accurately corrected. Let's go down to Jerry and see what he thinks about anything been said so far in NOVNA, antenna polarization, or the big question that Bob asked you directly, what are you using for a study guide for the general? K1 JMN, K1 DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1 DCT, K1 JMN. Yes, Bob, I'm still using the general class license manual. I'm studying out of that for 100%. And I'm also doing the online testing from the AWRL website. So I'm using those two in combination to practice for my test. I know you advised about using some online or a commercial company for the testing, but I figure I already invested the money in the manual, and that ought to get me through the course. So I'll just say that I'm using the general license manual. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Okay, back to K1 DCT, K1 JMN.
All right, Jerry, very good. Going to pause here for a second or two and see if there are any other amateurs like to check in to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Please call now. This is Net Control, K1 Delta Charlie Tango.
A channel.
All right, then. I'm going to continue the out of order since we've been through everyone. So Tim is actually going to get be up next, and we'll continue in that venue until I deem it otherwise, because I am in net control. So let's go see if Tim's satisfied with what he's heard. From what I have briefly looked at, that nano VNA thing, it does looks pretty special for, in the $50 to $75 range. So it looks like it could certainly do a lot. And it's always good to know what your impedance is. So, Tim, how'd we do? KC1 TWR, K1 DCT in the TIPSnet.
Well, Dave, I forgot to mention the first time I was on that, of course, we'd have to be here because you, as you reported earlier in the wellness net, you've just about fixed everything there is to fix down in your hand shack there, so you'd be bored to tears down there. Let's see, as far as the VNA, or the nano VNA, thank you, Steve, for your comments. And I know what you mean by the screen size. All the ones I see that have a larger screen, they want to tack on like another $100. Doesn't improve the performance any, I can get a magnifying glass a lot cheaper than $100. So I may try one of the $50 models and see how that works. As far as the testing and so forth, I've used the ham test online, which is the hamradiolicensexam.com website, and you pay a little bit of money for it, not much, and that worked for me. It's similar to some of the other better ones. It not only gives you the quiz but it can also, if you hit the right button, it'll go in and explain why that answer is the right answer. What's the logic and the theory behind it? So you're actually learning as you go through. Plus, I got the books from the ARRL and poured through them as well, so it all worked out well. The tech, actually, I also took Tom's class at the Groton Senior Center back in 2014, and then I think it was later in 2014 or maybe it was early 2015, Tom had a general class, so I took that as well, and that helped a lot. And I think that's what I have. Oh, and Kevin's 20 questions. If I remember right, the 20 questions, I think they're pretty much all yes or no replies, except for the first question where I think you're allowed to ask animal, vegetable, or mineral. I'll have to ask Kevin if that's the proper first question that can be asked, or was that my own family's house rule? Back to you, Dave, KC1TWR.
Okay, yeah, very good. You know, I don't think I've ever played 20 questions. Let me rephrase that. If I did, it was not in a comfort type setting, if you get my drift. So let's circle back to the top. W1RPQ. Satisfied with what you've learned so far? This is K1DCT in the Tipsnet.
Hey, this is W1RPQ. I'm glad to hear that Jerry's using both of those methods, and I know he's going to pass it this next time around. For Tim, I have an antenna analyzer for field work. It's an IP60 Zulu from iPortable, and it's about this a little bit larger than a deck of cards, runs with a 9-volt battery inside or external power. Very, very accurate, and I really like it. It's not a $60 SWR analyzer, but it works for me, and use it on my buddy pole, and I kind of like that one. But this other one sounds like it would be an interesting toy to have, just to see how it does, and the different presentations of what your SWR and what your Z and things are. So that's another one of those toys to put in the toolbox. And let's see. Hey, Steve, talking antennas there, I don't know what to tell you about. I think I understand what you're talking about, the 90 and trying to get it to tilt straight, I guess, when you raise it up. Your comms tonight is pretty scratchy, so it was a little hard to understand that one, but good luck with that, and I will send it back to K1DCT. This is W1RPQ.
All right, very good. We'll go down to Kevin, K6PDG. This is K1DCT in the Tipsnet.
All right, good conversations here. Thanks, Dave. As far as animal, mineral, or vegetable, I think that was your house rule there, Tim, although it's not an unreasonable one. But maybe you'd leave that up to the individual hosting the game, the moderator or the questioner, the secret guy, you know what I mean? Because I'm thinking of an example of one that could be played on the air, you know, and it might be a mineral, but it really isn't, you know, but mineral would be closer than animal or vegetable. And Dave, I think I know what you're referring to. I think it relates to the way you usually close this net when you're putting out the last call. I think that's what you meant by a non-warm environment. Polarization on the beam. I think that was the question. I don't have a lot of experience with beams, so I really don't have much to say. I do always hear the guy's talking about like 2-meter and 6-meter single sideband being horizontally polarized. I'm not sure if it matters whether you're omnidirectional or using a beam. I've also heard people argue that when you're talking to a ham 500, 1,000 miles away, 200 miles away, it really doesn't matter because the waves are going to get jumbled up in the atmosphere anyway. So not sure of the correct answer there. But yeah, I guess the way you feed any antenna, let's see, let me think about this for a minute. I guess the way, when you're feeding a beam with coax, I guess whether it's a straight on or a 90 degree will affect the polarization. That's about as much as I know, and even that's questionable. Final comment for Bob, WNRPQ. I wasn't sure if it was just you were bumping a button or something, but I've heard it on all your transmissions. When you first key up, you're sending out a DTMF tone or maybe a couple of DTMF tones. I know it's DTMF because you can hear it just for a second, and then the repeater's cover tones cover it up. That's what cover tones do. So the first couple of seconds or the first second and a half of your transmission, all we get is the repeater cover tone going beep, 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 beep. You may have a setting there that's turning on a secret encoded tone message that you're sending to your alien friends. That's at least a possibility. K6PDG, back to net.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, very good. I think you got everything covered. And I'm glad you mentioned that about Bob, because I was going to mention that, and then I thought, well, maybe it was just somebody else out there. But, some of these microphones are pretty small. You wrap your hand around it, and pretty soon you're pushing buttons you didn't know you had. All right, let's get on to Steve, NK1V. Hopefully we understood your question properly. My opinion is vertical or horizontal, depends what you want to do with it in the meantime. If you go vertical, it's going to be pretty much FM. Horizontal is, you can find some sideband. There are people that are very active on 2-meter sideband. So I guess that's my small opinion about that. NK1V, K1DCT in the tips net.
NK1V? Yes, I apologize for my poor signal. I don't know what happened with the repeater. I used to get it really good, and I'm switching around with things, and that's why I'm working on the tower. And which, why I think I will stick with the, at this point, just thinking about it, as everybody was speaking, stick with the vertical, get that straightened out, and then worry about going, horizontal in the future. It's a cubic quad, and you can change the polarity simply by rotating. You basically are changing the feed point, but you can also physically rotate the antenna 90 degrees, and it will it'll roll at 90 degrees, not turn it, and it changes the polarity. So I think for now I might do the vertical and go with the repeater work, and maybe I can get it going a little bit better, hopefully maybe by next week, we'll see. And what else do I got? Yeah, and Jerry, good luck working, keep working with the general, you'll get it. Well worth it, and it's good that Bob talked and having some trying to get a test session and everything like that. That'll be good too. It's tricky time. Back to net and K1V.
All right, very good. Yeah, I don't know what happened, Steve. You're normally pretty good in here, but, we can't even blame it on the leaves yet. They're not out. Jerry, it sounds like you're on the right track. I'm sure you'll get it sometimes. These things take another shot. So, any additional follow-up comments? K1JMN, K1DCT in the tips net.
Well, thank you, Dave. K1DCT, K1JMN. No, I have no additional comments for the tips tonight. or comments. Just want to thank everyone. Thanks, Bob, for the inquiry. Appreciate the good, encouraging words from everyone as well. All right, so I'll hand it back to the Met. K1JMN.
All right, very good. Well, let's see, I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm thinking, we probably got, since I'm thinking there aren't going to be too many announcements, because there's no place to go and nothing to do and no one to see, we'll just go for a general round of comments, and we'll go in the out of order that I started with, and we'll go back to Tim first, KC1TWR. Before I do that, let me pause and see if there are any further additional check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Please come now with your call sign. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control.
Here is Kilo 0 Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Grun. I'll be in and out, just checking in.
Here is Whiskey 1, Foxtrot, Juliet, Whiskey, Chuck, and Groton. Good evening, no questions, but a couple comments.
Here is Whiskey 1, Juliet, Oscar, Papa John, City, Groton. No questions.
All right, well, Josh, you're in and out. We'll give you, if you're still there, you can jump in, say a few syllables. K0JEV, K1DCT in the TipsNet.
K1DCT is K0JEV. Apologize, I got a tickle in my throat. I'm just working, delivering, and listening to the net, and don't really have anything to add. Everybody have a good evening. K0JEV, back to net.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for checking in, and be careful out there. And now to the man of the hour, W1FJW, who drove up to my place today and dropped off some capacitors so I can fix that last radio, antique radio. And Chuck probably had a little cabin fever, had to get out and charge a battery in his vehicle. So W1FJW, you mentioned you had a comment. It's your turn. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
I'm mounting the beam antenna. I think an argument could be made that probably the best way to mount it would be at a 45-degree angle, so that it's neither vertical nor horizontal. You would lose 3 dB in each plane, which would be half an S unit. It's not really all that significant, and it would give you both horizontal. You could use it for both horizontally and vertically polarized signals, and I think that would be better than putting it horizontal and losing 30 dB when you talk to somebody on that was vertically polarized, or the other way around. You know, provided it's a VHF beam type antenna. If it's just HF and you're doing DX, it doesn't matter that much because the polarization comes in elliptically polarized. But for VHF, I'd try 45. And the strange tones you hear on the startup of some signals might be a Yaesu radio that had its red wires button inadvertently pushed back to net, W1FJW.
All right, Chuck. Well, certainly didn't know that about Yaesu radios, and I had forgotten about the, play both sides of the field at 45. I've seen that done, and totally forgot about that. So that's a good recommendation. W1JOP, John, your turn. K1DCT in the tips net.
Hey, very good evening. Just got out of the shower and did dinner, so I got ham radio pretty much for the rest of the night. I'm going to actually try and chicken to the ECT, and I haven't done that in a while. So I hope everybody is staying healthy during this time. It looks like it's going to probably go on for a little while longer than I'd like. I had a July vacation scheduled to see my father in North Carolina, but I pushed that back until December. Whether it'll pay off then, I got a voucher because the flight was cheaper in December, but no one seems to know what's going to happen in December, so we shall see. Anyway, back to that. This is W1JOP.
All right, John. Yeah, I kind of had some. I was hoping to make some plans for June, late June, but you know, I don't know what to do at this point. I guess just gonna see how it rolls out. So, all right. Looking at the clock now, I think we should probably move into the next section. Unless I will pause here in case anybody wants to check in, or if anybody has a burning comment for something that's been talked about so far, please call now. This is K1DCT in the tip stack.
W1RPQ with a comment. NK1B with a comment.
All right, Bob, go ahead with your comment. W1RPQ, K1DCT, in the tip stand.
K1DCT, this is W1RPQ. Chuck, W1FJW, when's the QP doll for the night? I have an FT2980 2-meter rig, and yes, the first button was pressed in, which is the internet interlock button, and that's why you got those courtesy tones when I press the button. So, Chuck, when's the QP doll? And just, you know, stop by the booth and you'll be all set. And that's all I have. I'll send it back to Net Control. This is W1RPQ.
All right, very good. Well, you can always depend on Chuck. He's on top of his stuff. Steve, you had some additional comments. NK1V, K1DCT in the tips net.
NK1V. Well, I guess Chuck can get two dolls. I'm not sure where the QP doll comes in, but he'll get two of them. Never even thought of that. I hate connections, I hate switches, and any added stuff. You know, the less morning free mind, the better. And with the potential of 11 dB gain on a cubic quad four element and 3 dB loss from that, that's not a bad number. Better than just the vertical, you know, the regular to omnidirectional. So I think I'm definitely going to give that a try. I'm going to put that thing together tomorrow and get it set up, and got nothing to lose. Great idea. Thanks. Back to that, NK1B.
All right, very good, Steve. Well, you know, it reminded me of something and that I haven't seen for a while. So it's a good way to go. And you, like you said, you don't lose that much. So, very good. Looking at the clock now, I'm going to move into the next section, which is announcements and items of interest. If there's anyone that has an announcement of something upcoming or some interest of the amateur radio community, please call now.
KA6PDG.
All right, Kevin, go ahead with your announcement. KA6PDG, K1DCT, and the tip stand.
Well, just the one I've been doing the past few weeks, just to remind folks, please come aboard on Saturday mornings and bring your appetite to the Saturday morning ham breakfast on the air round table on the Norwich repeater at 8 o'clock in the morning every Saturday. Since we can't gather in person, we can gather on the air. And I believe Bob is buying breakfast again this Saturday, but I'm not going to embarrass him by telling everybody why he's buying breakfast again. That would be insensitive on my part. Anyway, it's always a lot of fun. We usually have 7 or 8 stations or so. And 8 o'clock Saturday morning, Norwich repeater 146.73. If for some reason that repeater is not usable, we'll hop over to 146.97, same PL. KA6PDG back to net. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, very good. Yep, and there's also the Wellness Net every day on this repeater at 1 o'clock. Just to let people socialize without seeing each other, which is really not a bad thing. So, let's see. So we'll move into the third section, Cell Swap or Seeking Amateur-Related Items. Anyone fits into that category or those categories, please call now with your please come now with your call sign. This is K1DCT in the tip stand.
W1RPQ.
All right, Bob, go ahead with your item or your interest. K1W1RPQ, K1DCT in the tip stand.
This is W1RPQ. I have two items. First one's an Alinco 735, 2 meter 440 radio, portable unit. And the second one is a TYT 2017 HT for DMR. It is a 2 meter 440 analog as well as DMR. Those are the two items I have. W1RPQ, back to net control.
All right, very good. Anyone have any questions about what Bob is selling? You can ask, but no haggling. Please call now. All right, this has been the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. We're going to have last call. So the lights are coming on, the stools are going up on the bar. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, net control. Are there any additional check-ins, please call now. All right, no further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. I want to thank all of those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all that stood by as we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Building at 1031 at Route 32 in Montville. Meeting starts at 7:30 and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Currently, the club meetings are being held on this repeater at that same time for all those who are interested. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.net. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of the W1DX repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 7-3.